This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQE in Fill the Boot, happening tomorrow in Roseburg. Scott Cooper from the City of Roseburg Fire Department, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me in.
So this has been going on for a long time. Explain what's going to be happening tomorrow right in downtown Roseburg.
Yeah, Kyle, we're having our annual Fill the Boot drive downtown Roseburg. It's where we, the firefighters in the area, come together and we stand on the street corners with fire boots, collecting monetary donations. All proceeds go to the Muscular Dystrophy Association for folks suffering from muscular dystrophy. We've been doing that here in the city for as long as I'm aware. This will be my 12th year coordinating this event. We'll be down there in the old Rite Aid, right across from the downtown station. The whole downtown interchange down there will be kind of covering both sides of the street from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You might see us a little earlier than that down there getting set up, but we'll be probably collecting donations starting around 9. If you don't have cash, we do have a QR code. We'll have it on the boots, so if you have a passenger in the car that can snag a quick picture, the QR code, great. If not, you can swing in the parking lot. We'll have QR codes on some forms there in the parking lot as well.
So we are this high tech now that you can put QR codes on fire boots.
Yes, it's just a sticker, simple sticker, but it's a cool option, being that not a ton of people carry cash money anymore. So.
Yeah, and internationally, or mm-hmm. nationally at least, I mean, your International Association of Firefighters, this has been going on since 1954, which is a long time.
It's the 70-year mark this year, so pretty cool partnership with the IFF and the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and these events go on all over the country. There's 1,200 or so a year throughout the nation. There's multiple in the state of Oregon. It's pretty cool that our community of Roseburg usually is in the top five for funds raised in the state.
Wow, top five in the mm-hmm. state, and we're not all that big.
Correct. It's cool to see our community come together and make such a big stance.
Now, is this done on the same day all over the country, or does that vary?
No, it varies department to department, just kind of whenever works for whoever's coordinating it and their collective group of firemen.
So what goes into kind of putting together how you work out the staging at the intersection?
We've kind of done it in the same place every year. It's a pretty central location downtown. It's good traffic flow with some street lights that allow us to kind of, when traffic stops, we can jump out there and collect that way. And we've just never really had a need to move it. So we utilize that just for the traffic flow.
Do you ever have people that are like totally stunned, like what on earth is going on here?
Yeah, fairly common. We have some people that are fairly pessimistic towards it, but usually the outpouring of support is very positive and good.
Or somebody thinks there's like a big fire, but they don't see any smoke.
Yes, that too. We do get the what is this and what's going on, or what are the donations for. Lots of questions, but overall people are pretty positive.
Now, the Muscular Dystrophy Association, I mean, that's a big deal. A lot of effort goes into fighting that. Any idea how the Firefighters Association internationally got teamed up with MDA going way back?
I'm not sure how that all came to be, but yeah, I'm not positive on that, how it came about.
But obviously a long-term commitment. I mean, it's a really a long time for an organization to stick with that.
Yeah, and historically, I think so far the IFF alone has raised over $700 million for the MDA. Last year, we did about $11 million, so it's pretty cool. There's some good things coming from the funds that we raise. There was 11 groundbreaking medications that have come out in the last 7 years, four of them last year alone. So it's cool to see that they're making strides in their research.
What kind of money do you tend to make in Roseburg in the course of that 8 or 9 hours?
Our last 2 years have been our highest 2 years to date. The year after COVID, we came back and did 18,200. Last year, we were about 16,700. Prior to that, our highest year was about 12.6. So somewhere in that window. We're shooting for the moon this year, and hoping to have our best year yet.
All right, so that's going to be going on 8 to 5. Is that right?
Nine to five tomorrow. We'll be setting up starting about 8. So you might see us down there, and we won't say no to donations at 8. But we'll guys will be on the streets hitting it pretty heavy around 9.
All right,
nine to five tomorrow downtown near the old Rite Aid.
All right, right there at Southeast Washington Street, Southeast Stevens Street. Anything else people ought to know about firefighters?
I don't think so.
All right, Scott Cooper from City Roseburg Fire Department. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate your time.
8:37 at the morning report.